you don't have guidance to where you want to go, you'll either not get there or it will take you longer. Toyota's guidance applies to everyone in the company, from the CEO down to the janitor. These four P's, or guiding principles, have taken Toyota to a Six Sigma company. As an aside, since these guiding principles were originally published, Toyota has changed their guiding principles. Toyota is one of the most studied companies in the world, and as such, their competitive secrets have been exposed. One of those secrets is their guiding principles. I really believe that Toyota's change of their guiding principles is a subterfuge. Four P's is a high-level overview of Toyota's guiding principles. Let's review those next. The first P is philosophy. This involves long-term thinking. American companies focus on short-term thinking, probably because of the required quarterly financial reporting. The second T is progress. Every value stream includes all the processes starting with the customer order to finishing with customer delivery. Every process has waste. Waste is defined as something that a customer will not pay for. Lean Six Sigma uses the acronym DOWNTIMES to help remember the areas of waste. Importantly, amongst the other P's, is the third P, people and partners. These are two very different things and will be discussed later in much more detail. Some similarities between the two are respect and partnership. The last P, problem solving, is certainly not the least important. In fact, it is what makes Toyota great. Toyota's continuous improvement program is rapid, 11 continuous improvement ideas per person per year, and directional, towards a vision or a challenge. They will not expand into a new plant unless it can accommodate the full continuous improvement program. Their continuous improvement constantly involves problem solving. Next, I will discuss the first two P's in more detail. Base your management decisions on a long-term philosophy, even at the expense of short-term financial goals. A great leader marches towards a vision. There will be ups and downs on that road, but the vision increasingly comes closer to reality. The shareholders may surprise you if you decide to forsake short-term performance for the benefits of long-term gain. Apple is a leader like Toyota because they follow this philosophy. Second P, process. 2. Create continuous flow to bring problems to the surface. Continuous flow is the ideal state. Continuous flow means that as the upstream process completes their task, the downstream process becomes ready for that task. Flow is the ideal state for any business to be in. Therefore, every company should push to create continuous flow. 3. Use pull systems to avoid overproduction. The first tug in a pull system comes from the customer. This is build to order. Build to order means that every process or service is working on something a customer has ordered. The benefit is that you are not overproducing. 4. Level out the workload. Takt time is the heartbeat of customer orders. It is simply the rate of customer-driven throughput. As an example, let's say takt time is 1 minute. That means that a product or service is requested, on average, every minute. If this is leveled, then your system will adapt to change. In your system, every step in the process must complete within a minute. Some processes may only take 30 seconds. The concept of leveling out the workload in your system is to even out the workload, so ideally all processes take about a minute. There are some cases where this is not possible. Build a culture of stopping to fix problems, to get quality right the first time. This concept is all about quality and perfection and is based on a culture. It means that if you detect a defect, you stop everything and determine the cause of that defect. This philosophy creates two advantages. 1. You start to rid your processes of defects, and 2. Your workers get better at problem solving. Every product or service line has problems. The goal should be to surface those problems and address them. 6. Standardized tasks are the foundation for continuous improvement and employee empowerment. The goal of a standardized task is not to beat up an operator for not following it, but to use it as a starting point of a continuous improvement program. The process operator owns the standardized task. The operator should post it and follow it. It is what is improved in continuous improvement. 7. Use visual control so no problems are hidden. Visual control is simply a way to avoid creating a problem with signage. It could be something as simple as an outline of tools on a pegboard, all the way to a tray of parts or data that, if not completely used, signals a problem. 8. Use only reliable, tested technology that serves your people and processes. People are your company's most adaptable tool. Hence, verify that technology integrates well into your people system. Third P, people and partners. 9. Grow leaders who thoroughly understand the work, live the philosophy, and teach it to others. Hence, leaders should have a firm understanding of how, where, and what is the value the company is adding to the product or service. Leaders should foster teamwork in an environment of continuous improvement. Furthermore, leaders should walk the processes that add value so they can evaluate performance for themselves. 10. Develop exceptional people and teams who follow your company's philosophy. Regard employees as part of the company team and make an effort to grow them. This can be through taking classes, teaching classes, presenting to management, etc. In conclusion, your company will grow through the growth of your employees. 11. Respect your extended network of partners and suppliers by challenging them and helping them improve. Partners and suppliers become more and more important as you become lean. If you have a pool system, then ideally it will connect with the supplier or partner's pool system. Therefore, Toyota financially invests in their suppliers with money and employees to support the supplier's successful integration with Toyota. Fourth P, problem solving, continuous improvement, and learning. Go and see for yourself to thoroughly understand the situation. This has two very important concepts. First, if a problem is found, then those working on the problem need to go and see the problem for themselves. Second, management must periodically walk the processes where the company is adding value for their customers. This is the most important thing a company does, and management should be very familiar with it. 13. Make decisions slowly by consensus, thoroughly considering all options. Implement decisions rapidly. This is how Toyota operates. Every company has their own decision-making process. It may be time to rethink how decisions are made. Consider this just as an example. However, decide slowly and act quickly is a good option. 14. And lastly, become a learning organization through relentless reflection and continuous improvement. The most important output of a continuous improvement program is the creation of a learning organization. Think about the importance of having an organization that just keeps learning and improving. This is the first step on the march to greatness. It is a step that must be taken, but must also be tailored individually to every business. The guiding principles put everybody in the company on the same page. The next Toyota Production System podcast presentation is going to be on standardization and documentation.